Yep. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Clickety clack.
Don't talk back.
Craig, possibly Ray, possibly Craig. Did either of you watch the Great American Baking Show?
Oh, yeah.
Holiday special.
The holiday
one? Oh, not the holiday one.
I didn't know there was a regular one. I only saw the holiday one.
There was a
one.
New season not too long ago.
Of the there's an American one?
Oh, sorry.
Oh, no, this, sorry.
You're talking this the one is... with Baby Spice and Spice no. Adams?
No, this one had, this is Bake Off. It had Paul and Prue, except the hosts were not Noel or Matt or Sandy. They were two American, oh, it was Ellie Kemper and some dude. And the people on the show were D-level celebrities.
Oh, I don't
think I've
seen
this.
It was just a Christmas one-off, and they're like, this, you know, you either win this one time or you go home. The only person that I can remember off the top of my head that's in it that you guys would both know is the actress that played Janet, not a girl, from The Good Place.
Oh, okay. I don't know her name, but yes, I would recognize her.
Yeah, there will be some other people on the show that you'll go, oh, yeah, that's a guy who I've seen in a show or something. And I go, yeah, I don't remember.
She also is in Barry, by the way, plays a very annoying character.
Nice. And again, but the highlight of the show, like all reality shows in America, I've decided, is Marshawn Lynch is one of the bakers.
Did he go beast mode?
He totally went beast mode.
Did his bake have Skittles involved?
No, but he would always finish like 10 or 15 minutes ahead of everybody else and just eat treats and wander around.
Nice.
They'd be like, how are you done? He'd be like, what?
But they didn't just leave out bowls of Skittles for him to snack on, huh?
He may have. I don't know. He just wandered around and ate other people's stuff. It was great.
Because if I was working on that show, I'd totally be like, hold on. I got to run out of the store and buy a big bag of Skittles.
Yeah.
I'll be right back. We got Marshawn Lynch.
Right. But yeah, no, the regular Bake Off that normal people enjoy, that Ray enjoys, I did see a new season dropped. I haven't gotten to it yet. I'm catching up on all the other, you know, spin-off stuff. Because now that I'm watching, every year Bake Off apparently has a holiday special that goes with it, where they bring back four former bakers. So I just discovered that and I'm watching that.
Hmm. Yeah, that one, I watched that one. Yeah, that's just a one-off. It's like, here's a winner.
Yeah, yeah, yep.
I think that's the way most of the Christmas specials are.
Yeah, I agree.
Old Man Startup for the win and sole listener, apparently.
Nice.
I didn't know we did this show for anybody else.
Other than Samurai, who's always here. Always.
Yeah, it's been sketchy around the holidays. I don't know when we're on. Yesterday, we didn't know when we were on.
That's true.
But I don't think, that's what I was... Sorry, I should have talked to you before the show. Is there any reason that we can or cannot do a show next week?
I could.
As far as I know, I'm good.
Okay.
May not have a graphing next week.
Oh, then who am I going to know sitting in the crash?
Yeah.
Be doomed.
Nope, next week's off. Yes! Going to Ray's. Sorry, I'm secretly starting to look forward to that. I'm really trying not to, but I can't help myself.
Oh, we had Wayrith for a little bit, and then he left.
Oh, he's back.
Oh, he's still here.
Hey, Wayrith.
I would say that is a green light to start the show.
All right. Was there anything else that we need to throw in here? Is that all good?
I think it looks like a complete show.
363 is correct, right?
I don't know.
All right.
I mean, it's on the graphic, so I would assume.
Oh, correct, yeah.
I don't trust that thing. Greetings, true believers. Welcome to the 363rd installment of the Puzzle Warriors 3. Merry Christmas, the happy holidays, and all those things. I'm the only one. We got Chaos72. We got SneakyBeat15. Hello.
Hello.
I am the Bomb Cyclone.
Wow. You're cold as ice.
Bomb Cyclone. I don't get to say that enough.
This is the week of the 21st for our pagan friends. Happy solstice. Winter is upon us.
It is winter solstice for everyone.
Right, I was going to say. I think Like, it's not exclusively for our pagan friends.
I just meant that they might celebrate it a bit more than,
yeah,
you know.
This is true. This is true.
Yeah. I don't celebrate it because it's the first day of winter and it's the worst season of the year. So screw winter. In your 7-day 4-star crash of the Titans, I remember it. We got to go back a bit. On the 12th, you had Hammercap. He fought Kitty and then Lockjaw.
That sounds like something he would do. He's pretty good. He won.
Everybody Hammercap their way to victory?
For sure.
I had assumed so.
Yeah, that was... I did that back to back. Like, no problem.
I figured it was much. Everybody's got him champed, so that should have been easy peasy lemon squeezy.
All three different builds, again, I would point out.
On Monday, we had, X-Force on the 19th versus Scott. I'm assuming you dispatched Scott something fierce.
Oh, my God. Something fierce. As I continue to repeat on this show, X-Force was decent. Reworked X-Force is excellent. He just chopped through Scott so fast.
That's
ridiculous.
That's a good time. They should do that more in the comics.
Yeah.
And coming up number next on the 26th, you got Domino versus Cho, and then a random Bob.
Nice.
Ian, no champ Domino, but 5-2-2, you could probably get it done.
It's possible. I'll definitely give it a try. Even reworked, Cho is not that formidable. I say this now until he wrecks me with a giant green punch.
But he's doing the hot dog dance.
Yeah. what up, sluggo?
In Storyland, it is the fight for your right to Wakanda. That'll get you Mohawk, Deathlok, some shards for a new character. Placement is She-Hulk and some Colossal Phoenix. That's followed by Meat Rocket and or Groot, Daredevil, She-Hulk, Colossus. Placement is Spider-Woman and Arcade. There's a puzzle gauntlet going on just for Ian. It's got some Stepford Cuckoos in there as the support.
That'd be nice to get an upgrade there. I won't, but it'd be nice.
And Alliance event, Battle at the Basilica has returned. That'll get you a Squirrel Girl and a 5-star Rai Rai on the personal side. On the Alliance side is 3 Black Panthers, 3 Pirate Kitties, and then another 5-star Rai Rai.
And a Partridge. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Not in this show, buddy. The Back to Life season is still running. Right now it is Hotshot, Torch, and Icarus there. Placement is Bubbles and some Sinister Shards. I threw it in the news just because I wouldn't forget. R.I.P. Franco Harris and his whole Italian army. Sad times in Steeler Nation.
That's
just mere days from having his number retired and a tremendous celebration for the 50th anniversary of the Immaculate Reception.
Right. Well, that's...
So it is sad, and I get it. Like, you know, if you're at all in it's sad, just the situation that it's in. However, I'm on a Teams group at work, so I get alerts for this every time somebody posts in this Teams group. I don't need 50 posts about this guy. Like, I understand that some people are upset, but this is a work channel. Knock it off.
One post is okay.
Right. Well. I'm with Ray.
One post I went, that's sad.
Even one post in a work chat is a no thank you. Secondly, I'm with you, dude. People do not know how to use a group chat appropriately.
Yeah.
It is not, I don't want to continue getting feedback in the group chat. If you have something to say to me, you open up a separate thing and text or DM me that way. I don't want to have 12, 17, 23 different alerts on my phone because everybody needs to chime in about everything in the group chat.
Every morning I have to put up with like 7 different, you know, good morning gifs in my group channel. And it's almost like,
absolutely not.
So Sluggo asks, why would you get 50 posts? Do they not see each other's posts? Yes, everybody gets everybody else's posts. It started a conversation. And a football conversation in MPQ talk is one thing, but when it's forced onto my phone, foisted on me because I have to look at it because it's work,
you should have replied back with a gif of Elvis saying, a little less conversation, a little more action, please.
I don't know how to counter gifs with gifs, but I like that idea.
Speaking of Elvis, while I derail myself, so I watch Austin What's His Bucket on the SNL.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But that episode was not real good.
It was exactly the way the season was.
Wasn't the game show terrible?
Yeah.
I don't remember it. It must have been bad.
What was it? Oh, it was Wheel of Fortune without spinning a wheel.
Ah, right. And he just knew all the answers with no clues.
Yes.
Yeah.
And yeah,
that was dumb.
And I got the joke, and then they kept going and going. And
Jewish Elvis just went way too far.
Yeah, totally. Totally did not enjoy that either.
Yeah.
I barely enjoyed Marzipan.
All right, Marzipan did crack me up. I'll give the Marzipan.
It was weird and alarming, but I was like, at least it's bizarre.
Yeah, well, and it was Christmas themed, so I was okay with that one.
That, and I also was so sad that Che and Jost didn't exchange gifts of jokes that the other hadn't seen before.
Oh, yeah, that's usually the best part of the year.
That's my favorite part of the Christmas episode.
Yeah.
But everything got pushed back so that we could say farewell to Cecily in three different sketches?
Yeah, three. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because she did it on the news as that trashy character, and then she was working at Radio Shack, getting fired, and then she sang Blue Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, yes, goodbye, you were excellent, but stop! Stop bumming me out at the end of the show. I don't want to see Colin Jost cry on stage, that's weird.
Alright, let's go back into the news here. Hey, man, we missed a slew of feeder updates the week we took off. So, on the 12th, no. Was it the 12th? The 15th. It was the 15th. I'm sorry. Was a bunch of them. I don't want to read all of them. Notably, I don't know what. Moon Knight gets you Moon Knight.
Nice.
Loki Gator gets you Loki.
Nice.
Deadpool gets you Deadpool.
Fair.
And Thor gets you Thor. So those are all good.
Yeah, I love linear thinking.
And then if you thought that was nice, then the 22nd hit, and they gave you a slew more.
But it hasn't hit yet.
Yeah.
Well, they're coming, man.
Today's the 21st.
Hold on to it. I'm just reading. Slew more coming.
Okay.
The big ones I think are nice is that, what did I say? Iron Fist. Hi, I'm Danny Rand. Get you the Shang-Chi. And everyone wants more Shang-Chi.
Yeah.
Meh gets you more Banner. So,
okay.
You know, that's nice.
Yeah.
And, you know, just for me, because I use them every day, Rhino gets you Big Wheel. So.
Hey.
I've been enjoying Big Wheel much since he's boosted. He is amazing. But, I mean, none of them on here are bad. Like, Gargantos is okay. Ronan. Gamora's okay. Havoc is really strong when he's boosted. I really enjoyed him. I mean, all of them are pretty, pretty decent here. Looking forward to all those gifts.
Yeah. What did I do here? Ruh-roh. Oh, I closed.
No idea.
Well, I closed one of the windows that I need.
Oh.
I closed the window for the 3-star new character we need to talk about.
Oh.
The Memento. Let me reopen it. So, as we knew, we had that clue last time that we had no idea what it meant.
Yes. Multidextrous.
Yeah. That turned into not one, but two hit monkeys.
Wow. That is exactly two more hit monkeys than I ever need, but as seen on TV, so what are you going to do?
As seen on TV, the 3-star and the 5-star hit monkeys. So, the 3-star monkey is a purple red.
Sorry. Go ahead.
Don't be distracted by the GIF, Ian.
No, I can't. I can't not be. Sorry, there is a GIF from The Simpsons of a monkey knife fight.
On board a cruise ship?
Yeah, in international waters. Monkey knife fight.
So, purple, red, and black is this monkey. The purple power, nice. 6 purple, is called Simian Speed. Create a one-turn invisibility counter. If Hitmonkey makes a match or uses an ability while invisible, he deals bonus damage to the target and becomes visible. Otherwise, when the countdown tiles expire, Monkey deals damage to the enemy team and then becomes visible. As you go up in levels, the countdown tile becomes a 2-turn, and the damage just straight increases. No big surprises there. Yeah, I'm sorry.
No big whoop.
The red power, 7 red, monkey business. Deal damage to target. Enemies down by this damage cannot return from downed through their own abilities. Those are always nice to have that power nowadays. Passively, Hitmonkey deals 10% increased damage to villains, and any damage he deals to villains automatically downs them if they have less than 15% health. That's substantial. As that goes up in levels, it gets at the 30%. If you do any damage to a villain when they're at 30% or less health, they're just dead. And they can't get back up.
Sweet. It's like a ramped up version of Punisher's Red.
Yeah. Boy, I really wish it had the same animation. If it just had the monkey point that pistol right at your face. Oh, how amazing would that have been?
That would have been cool. Maybe it does.
Yeah,
I haven't seen it.
Oh, you had to use him at an event the other day.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, did I not pay attention? Yes. Oh, yeah. I don't think I fired any of his powers, unfortunately.
The black power is called Ow, Ow, That Stings for 5 black. Drain all team-up AP, destroying 3 random enemy AP plus 1 per 3 team AP drained. At the beginning of the player's turn, the color of a random tile in the enemy's strongest color, convert the color of a random tile in the enemy's strongest color into Hitmonkey's strongest color. Supernatural enemies deal less damage to Hitmonkey. As you go up in levels, it destroys 5 random enemy AP, and supernatural enemies deal 25% less damage to Hitmonkey. That's pretty situational there. It's not super exciting, but
You expect me to remember who was supernatural?
I don't know. Was it at the show that had the magic car or something?
I don't know. I've never watched it. I'm aware that it's a show, and I'm aware that the car shows up in Altoona every year.
Speaking of which, on the radio this morning, they told me there's a brand new Comic-Con here in Happy Valley in February.
What?
Yeah.
Can I come?
Yeah, we're going to have to check this out.
Where is it located? How do I get there? How much are tickets?
I don't know. It said, like, Happy Valley Sports Center, and I have no idea where that is. And I didn't look it up.
I was going to say, did they reopen the sports center? Did they close that Highway Pizza?
No, that's Doodles and Company.
Oh, no, I meant Sports Center. Didn't Sports Center move out to where Highway Pizza is by where we went for Karen's birthday?
No, Sports Center was downtown.
Yeah, and then it moved.
Oh, I don't remember it moving.
To above King's Printing.
Oh.
And then it went out of business because...
Yeah, they went out of business because they didn't buy stuff to serve as food.
Huh. All right. So Hitmonkey, he feeds Domino and Ghost, and Domino feeds 5-star Hitmonkey.
Nice. So I do have to say what Slugger posted. Hitmonkey, that funky monkey. Hitmonkey, junkie, that funky monkey. I'm a fan.
I do like the Beastie nice Boys. Reference. As soon as I found out it was Hitmonkey, I was thinking about the... do you remember the Planet of the Apes musical starring Troy McClure on The Simpsons? That's the first thing I thought of. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm aware that great apes and monkeys are two different things, but nevertheless, that's where it went for me.
Since they're all in the past now, I suppose we can skip all of the versus events and offers and things since they're all now closed. Except for the Vengeance Vault, which still runs till that starts tomorrow and runs through to Christmas. That gets you a chance of getting, 5-star monkey, I believe. Increased chances in 10 and 40x pulls. And there is a sharp-dressed monkey legendary store token in there. The sharp-dressed monkey store running the 22nd, the 25th, 15% chance to get Hitmonkey, Peter Parker, and Deadpool Spirit of Vengeance.
I would also say that they were very generous with 3-star Hitmonkey. I champed him in no time.
Oh, I think I have like 3 or 4 covers.
They just kept rolling in. Like, I would open up tokens and it was like, hey, here's a Hitmonkey. Hey, here's a Hitmonkey.
Okay. All right, let's move on to 5-star Hitmonkey, who I'm pretty sure is in a Tony Stark suit. What is it called? Hitmonkey EDI suit. Yeah, which is powered by Stark because everyone is an Iron Man. They should have called him Iron Monkey. He is a purple, red, and black. The monkey suit, 6 purple AP. Create 3 2-turn invisibility countdown tiles. All but one is a decoy, which deals damage if matched by an enemy. If Hitmonkey makes a match or uses an ability while invisible, deals damage to the target and becomes visible. Otherwise, when the tiles expire, Hitmonkey deals damage to the enemy team. Passive, when Hitmonkey becomes visible, convert all his invisibility tiles into basic tiles. Going up in level, those are going to create 6 invisibility countdown tiles and doing more damage if they are said matched away. It's interesting that you got to throw out all these powers for him and then not have him tank anything, because then they're going to go away. Like, he becomes visible. 7 red, monkey business. Deal damage to the target. Enemies down, cannot return, just like before. Deals extra damage to villains. It goes to 35%. Black power for 7, ow, that stings. Create a 3-turn black brace countdown tile, and this ability becomes I'm Back, Baby. Passive, you got the, at the beginning of the player's turn, convert the color of a random tile enemy's strongest color to red or purple. Supernatural enemies deal 10% less damage to monkey, that goes up to 25. When you flip it into I'm Back, Baby, This causes the target to deal 15% less damage. At the beginning of the enemy's turn, deal damage to that target, destroy 2 AP in the strongest color, and swap the position of 3 random pairs of tiles on the board. If there's no longer a special brace tile on the board, this ability switches back into Ow Ow that stings. At level 5, you're switching 4 random pairs of tiles. So, I kind of like the I'm Back Baby. That's kind of nice.
It's interesting. The first two powers look almost identical, right?
Real but close.
Significant change to Ow Ow that stings.
Let's see. The story where you missed the hunt. Fight for Wakanda's running right now. There are shards and progression there. And the legendary store tokens are in there as placement rewards. The versus is called Ook Ek. Keep Op Ork.
That means I love you.
Come fly with me. That was running 15th to 19th. There was shards in there. The one that just ended, I think, for me was Don't Get Macaque. That ran the 18th to the 21st. There were some cover store tokens in there. The jacket and tie required store was the 15th to the 18th. And that Vengeance Vault we talked about earlier and the Sharp Dressed Monkey legendary store again starting tomorrow. So there you go. Monkeys. They might fly out of your butt. The same.
Somehow you made it through that without saying Monkey Butler Death Strike.
Oh, man, I didn't even think about having one of the powers be Monkey Butler Death Strike. That is one of my favorite powers. I'm so determined that one of these days, just to irritate Ray, I'm totally making a ranger in D&D who's got a monkey companion, and all my powers are is to make my monkey attack you, and he's dressed up in a little suit. And he gets you with the monkey.
That monkey is going to pay.
That's right. And the Monkey Butler Death Strike is what takes people down. Anything else in the news?
No.
I don't think so.
All right. This week on It's Always Sunny in Xandar, Deadpool goes to hell.
All right, let's talk about 5-star Deadpool, the Spirit of Vengeance, and what this guy does. Like all good Deadpools, he's wacky. Let's see what kind of wackiness he does. He is a black, red, and blue character. For 6 black AP, you can activate Penance Fair. So he starts by making Tacos Diablos and deals damage to the target equal to 80% of the damage they've dealt this mission. This ability seems to be able to be boosted. If you add an additional 3 yellow, it deals 1,130 extra damage to another random enemy. I think that scales up to like 8,174. If you add another 3 green, it destroys 3 tiles in the target's strongest color. 4 tiles at level 5. And if you add 3 purple to it, it creates a 4-turn purple countdown tile that deals 9,757 damage if it gets matched or destroyed. And as the main power scales up, it is dealing 150% of the enemy's total damage plus the 3 bonuses. His red ability, Abyssal Blades. What's he up to? Deal 1,244 damage, stun the target for 1 turn, and create a 3-turn red countdown tile. If you match or destroy the tile, stun the target for 1 turn and create another Abyssal Blades countdown tile. That scales up to 16,643 damage and creates a 5-turn countdown tile. Lastly is Weighed and Measured. It is a blue passive ability. What's going on now? Jibba Jabba. Jibba Jabba. Definitely the AP minus 1. Nope. Just goofy nonsense. Okay. Whenever you make a match in the target's strongest color, take one of their AP in that color and deal 657 damage. That scales up to 4,756 damage. He seems okay. He gets you that free spicy taco token if you use him once a day.
Yep, I use him once every day in my Deadpool dailies.
Nice. Mm-hmm. That seems wise. His red ability seems potentially potent. It does a lot of damage. It stuns. It recreates a countdown tile. I don't know if it's the right one, but it's the one that appeals to me the most.
Yeah, the whip. Yeah, that's good stuff.
Yeah, absolutely.
Not the nay-nay?
It is not the nay-nay. It is decidedly the whip.
Okay.
What about the stanky leg? So, I don't know. Is this...
How about the sloppy swish?
Yeah. Oh, R.I.P. Mokiki. So is that multiple effect burrito one a good one, or is the blue one the correct answer? Is it just, we'll say 4-5-4? That way I won't have to make any decisions.
I know I used the black one and the red one. I don't know if I ever used the blue one.
It's passive. It either works or it doesn't.
Oh, okay. That'd be why I never use it.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah. I don't know why, but I went with a 5-3-5.
Ooh.
That is not a popular build. Uh-huh. I think it's because I just never used his red.
Right.
But, yeah, 5-5-3 is the correct build.
Okay, cool. 5-5-3 it is. That is
Wayward concurs.
The five-star spirit of vengeance. Don't forget to use him. You get a free token.
That's right. Willie, what's in the mailbags?
All right. So not a lot, but one is kind of lengthy. So let's get to it. First, kind of some local news, but I decided to leave it in listener comments. From Alpha... Local news for him. There's a crossover event, local news. He's getting Sheetz stores in Michigan.
What?
I heard. My imaginary Sheetz friend gave me that news, a couple weeks ago.
Wow. That's wild. That's too far out. I don't like it.
Yeah.
Can a Sheetz really store survive that far away from Altoona?
Well, they're trying to bring Wawa to State College, so.
Apparently, Wawa is in Wilson, North Carolina, so...
Oh, there you go. Hmm. And apparently now in Florida. We got the, you know, the wars are back. The convenience store wars. Look out.
Yeah. It's all the same. Okay, so Leviticus Chom said, curious what you could make your MPQ Christmas dreams come true. What characters would you get in your stockings? And if there's no show this week, have a great Christmas break. So what you think about that, he does say, frequent listener, but I miss a show every now and then. Did the local Popeyes ever reopen? So we never had a local Popeyes, much to my chagrin.
Yes, but mine did. My Popeyes is open, and I frequent it, I don't know, once a week.
Sounds good.
Yeah. So yes, it's open. It's successful. I have a Popeyes. Ray remains Popeye-less.
So what character... What character would you get in your stocking if you could? Mine is pretty obvious and clear. I'm still voting for Crossbones.
I feel like we have every Marvel character there is, but I don't know. Every time I touch a character with hope, they turn out to be a turd. I'm still sad about Magic and how below average she is. So I would hate to do that to Hercules, but Hercules.
Oh, I like Hercules. That's a nice vote. Boy, who's not in the game that I would like to see? I'm going to go, just because it causes controversy every time I bring it up, we're going to go with Black Tom Cassidy.
Nobody wants that. It's not even a real character.
It is a real character.
This is an absolute outrage. And why didn't you just say Gold Balls? We all thought you were going to say Gold Balls, and you didn't.
Well, apparently Parandiac thought I was going to say Gold Balls. Parandiac thought I was going to say ha ha ha.
Pace Pot Pete.
Oh, yeah, that could be a winner. Pace Pot Pete, just all of his powers can stun, because you're stuck. All three, like all of his powers, they're just stun effects. That could be fun.
No Dr. Bong?
No.
Okay.
Man, I started to watch The Black Adam last night.
I'm sorry.
Man,
how far did you get? I got
an hour in
and I just straight up turned it off. I was like, I don't think I can keep watching this movie. It sucks.
Oh, I think we might have got the same part then. You know, Adam Smasher got real big and he accidentally slapped Hawkeye out of the air.
Yeah.
And I was just like, oh, I'm enough. Yeah.
And then The Rock had to chase those guys on their weird hover bikes.
That's right.
Yep. That was where I shut it off. That's amazing. And then I woke up the next day forgetting I had done that. And I'm like, how did that movie end? Did it ever get better? And I was like, oh, I gave up and didn't watch it. So I finished it.
All right. So I have a question. Yes. I know this is way off because this is DC world.
It's fine.
I don't read a lot of DC comics.
Yeah.
When did Hawkeye become like the greatest thing of all time?
I don't know. I feel like he picked up a lot of momentum during the animated series and I don't know. There's a lot of different ways to explore Carter. I don't know. Sometimes he's crazy.
You know, from the old cartoons, or he's just like a chump.
Yeah. No. The Thanagarians as a race, they have ramped their power level up significantly.
I guess so, because he can go toe to toe with anything.
Yeah. He's kind of like the Submariner of the sky now.
Kind of. I mean, but this version of him. See, yeah, he was definitely more powered up than classic Hawkman that you're thinking of. But I mean, they tried to make it as clear as possible that if Black Adam or a fake villain wanted to, they could have destroyed him at any time.
I did enjoy Dr. Fate, though.
I did, too. He was okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't know if Cyclone was made up for this movie or is an actual character.
I've heard actual character.
Okay.
From a local DC enthusiast.
Okay, yeah, I had no idea. I'm like, I have no idea who this person is.
Nope.
All right, let's talk about Marvel Snap.
All right.
Oh, right on.
So Auberman responded to your question. So yes. Marvel Snap, prompted by Ian. So fire up the game and find out what your collection level is. It's a number in the green box right next to your avatar. He says, Ian, specifically, you sound like a guy who has played games in the past, including analog board and card games. I think the developers of Marvel Snap are working under the assumption the people who are new to this game are new to all games in general. Mm. The upshot of this is that while the beginning of the game is very well suited to new players, it might seem simple to gamers. Here was a comment I made to my MPQ Alliance the day after Marvel Snap. The day after he tried it. I like it so far, but I'm uncertain how much depth there can be. Maybe I just haven't progressed far enough. It sounds like you're in the same boat.
Yeah!
So, what is your collection level? Though it isn't very clear in the game, there are multiple series of cards that the players pull from. After the starter cards you acquire on the collection level, you enter the first series of cards. Your pulls will be random, but they will all come from the same series of cards, and different players will gather the cards in the series at different times. By the time you reach collection level 214, you will have completed the first series of cards. The second series will then last up to level 474. While the cards in the first series have fairly basic effects, the cards in the second series become a little bit more varied and more complex. There are some hard counters to earlier archetypes in the first series of cards. Khazar is quite strong, but in the second series you will get Killmonger, which shuts down that deck. And then you will eventually enter the largest group of cards, Series 3, which makes various archetypes more consistent and powerful. You get the cards more slowly, and there's a real sense of not knowing exactly which cards your opponents may have in their deck, though the MMR does try to match you with people who are near your level. He says, I find a lot of variety and depth to the game once you get well into the second series of cards. There are various archetypes in the game, plus decks that are enabled by specific cards. This doesn't even take into account the snap mechanic, which brings a poker-like stakes to each game. So,
that last claim is a little bold, but I appreciate everything until that.
Okay.
I'm at level 886. I don't know what that means, but just to float that out there, I guess I'm with him. It does seem to open up a little bit, but I mean, there's the effects of the characters, at least the ones that I have had access to. There seem to be about 4, maybe 5 basic decks that, then that's it. Like, you can either have, like, the first one he talked about where you can put out a bunch of ones and then characters that boost the ones, and so you just have a horde of characters out there. You can put out a card, there's cards with Venom and Carnage where they eat the other cards, and if the card gets destroyed, it has other beneficial effects. So, like, Self-Destruction's one build, cards move, which is another build, and like, then that's it. There's nothing left beyond those 3 builds. The only thing I don't like about the game is, and I know I mock people for saying that it happens in this game, but man, the computer just straight up cheats. Just straight up cheats. The computer, if the person you're going against is being run by the AI, whatever their plan for the deck is, it works 100% of the time. Like, one basic example without going too deeply into the game is there is a character called Swordmaster. His disadvantage is when you play him, you have to randomly discard a card from your hand. There's another character called the Swarm. If he gets discarded from your hand, make two copies of him in your hand, both now costing zero to play.
Hmm.
I try that in one of my decks. It has never worked. I have faced him many, many times with a similarly built deck. It works 100% of the time when the computer plays Swordmaster. The card that gets randomly discarded is always the Swarm. It's never not happened. Same thing with Apocalypse. He's got the same thing. If you discard him, put him back in your hand with bonus 4 power. It's always Apocalypse. It's never detrimental. It's always beneficial. It's super frustrating, but it forces you to build a more concise deck. That's all. Thanks, Offerman. It's a good game. I'm glad you enjoy it.
The last comment he had was, he's been finding the quick deck building and gameplay leading to a just one more time feeling that is dangerously close to eating up his MPQ time. So there you go. Your level is way higher than what he was referencing, but Marvel Snap. That's it. That's all I got. That's what's in the mailbag. Thanks, Willie.
Thanks, Willie. Moving on then. Once again, I am Hans.
And I am Franz.
And we just want to pump
you up.
The slightest of clap.
Nice. See what these characters are all about. Blade. 3-star. Blade is boosted. His purple attack tile or attack tiles will be boosted, doing more damage there, as will his direct damage from his black ability. And the strike tiles that he puts out will also be boosted. Cyclops, red damage, black damage, both boosted. Human Torch, black attack tiles and red direct damage and green repeater tile damage all see an increase this week. Iron Fist, the second half of his purple ability where he punches you in the face, is boosted, as is the damage dealing and strike tile generating part of his green. Oh, and his reoccurring attack tile. I'm sure that'll be a little bit better. Sentry. Was he recently reworked, or did I dream that?
I don't recall that.
Was Ragnarok recently reworked? I thought one of the two of them was recently reworked.
No, Sentry got reworked. World Destruction not affect him now?
No, that was a while ago, but I think World Rupture is a little bit more powerful, as is Supernova, and they're both boosted, doing more damage, and his tummy cramps aren't as detrimental these days.
Okay.
So that strike tile will be more potent now that he is boosted. All right, let's see what the 4-stars are up to. Ant-Man, his purple attack tiles will be increased. Grow, either purple or blue, will do more damage. And bigger strike tiles, more damage. Carolina Dean. That's who this is. Yeah, I've heard of you. Yellow protect tiles, boosted. Green AoE, boosted. Blue protect tiles, also boosted. Kraven the Hunter, he's up to things. A little more damage with his black, more blue trap tile damage, and the debuffing will be stronger with his purple. Everybody's favorite Iron Spider. No changes to quick reflexes or flip-flip-pow! Flip-flip-pow! but apparently a truckload of damage from proportional punch, depending on how many web tiles you have out there. Wiccan is boosted. Chain Lightning, more damage, and more healing with his magical barrier. The boosted 5-stars. Captain America, his red rope-a-dope and or coup de grace does a lot of damage and a lot of damage. No other changes for him. God Emperor Doom is boosted. A larger burst of health with his yellow, more healing with his blue, and more damage with Fallen Favor. The Scarlet Witch is boosted, and her green mystical feedback repeater tile does more damage. No other changes for her. And last but not least, Thanos. His Court Death, tons of damage. Come and get me, tons and tons of damage. So he is boosted this week. Let's see what Samurai has to say about this. 4-star players, Spidey's punch is disproportionately powerful when he's boosted. Yes, it is. And 5-stars. Thankfully, 2/3 of this week's PvP is the off-season, because the only thing more annoying than Eye Chasm is boosted Swolossus.
Swolossus?
Swolossus. I gotcha. I didn't know that was a thing, but you've won me back. It's clear now that Ray's pronounced it for me. I assume that's the Scarlet Witch and Colossus that just absorb all the damage in the world?
Yep.
Okay. That sounds slow.
Yep.
Nice. Well, that's who's boosted this week. Listen to me now and believe me later. Thanks, as always, to Mystify.
All right. Well, then skip it ahead. It's you got Steam open.
No, I do not. You guys will have to go ahead of me.
Ray, are you opening more than one token?
I am not. She-Hawk is still in the token, so I'm only doing one of my ridiculous number of latest legends that I've been stockpiling.
Nice.
I've hit three digits.
Nice.
Good lord.
And what was it? I think at one point, Craig, you had commented on somebody said they had 1,700, what are they called? Command points?
Yeah,
and
sure.
You thought that was ridiculous?
Yeah.
Yeah. I have 7,424.
That's a few.
You might as well just spend them and upgrade characters directly with command points.
Never.
They're just sitting there.
Craig,
they're not doing
Craig,
anything.
Did you just say, I have way too much ISO, there's no way I'll never need this much ISO, I'm just going to use it on one-star covers?
Yeah, you heard me.
I thought so.
That strategy worked excellent the first time.
All right, it's a four-star, and it is Medusa in Human Queen.
Man, we talked so long that Ray didn't even get to open his token.
No, yeah. I skipped right over him. I took the Medusa away so that he can get his five-star.
No, I also got a four, so which is fine with me. It is Iron Man, Hawkbuster, Repulsor Punch.
Oh.
Yeah. So here's the thing. Once She-Hawk leaves, then we're going to have Arcade, Emma, and whoever's going in there that I don't remember. And I don't have any three of them. The three of them are nowhere near champed, so I'm going to have to spend everything.
It's probably Rai, right?
That sounds right.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Yeah. That's twice in one show that I've forgotten that character is a five-star.
Yeah, there's a good reason for that. We didn't need another one.
I don't know. The first one was real good.
Oh, the first one's excellent.
Maybe the second one's good.
That's what people are saying.
Good.
I'm going to open seven of these things.
Oh, my goodness.
Number one, Love Sausage. Number two, Mockingbird. Three, Bishop. Four, Teen Gene. Five is a purple. Arcade, insert coin. Then we got Nick Fury. And finally, Talos the Talosian. That is a sad time. My arcade is now at a 2-1-1. So look at him go.
Yeah. So Perandiak mentioned that apparently he has 40 ISO currently.
That's awesome.
So I did, you remember it was like a year and a half, 2 years ago, I said, hey, I broke 12 million ISO.
Yes.
You know what I'm at now? You want to take a guess?
50 million.
I was going to guess 15.
Yeah, I'm at 12 million. I am at a holding pattern, spending as fast as I can make it.
Mm. Nice.
So I've got a nice buffer, but.
I mean, I've got 4.7 million. So it's ridiculous.
Yeah, you got to build that buffer up because once you start, like, you know, these fours and fives, they're pretty expensive.
Yeah, it's just so long in between me getting enough covers to champ a five star that it doesn't really matter. I always have the ISO. And I will save that to curse myself for the future. So thanks always, though, to this guy.
This guy.
Ian, what's on the podcast network?
Our podcast network, which is known as Soon to Be Named Network. Available at soontobenamednetwork.com. You can check out a complete list of shows acting on the network, all of which can be found at soontobenamednetwork.com.
Anything else for the good of the order?
I believe I'm good.
Yeah.
Hey, apparently that sports complex is up by the airport. It looks
up
like
by the airport, yeah.
The big building. But yeah, apparently it is a collectibles and comic convention coming our way in February. I posted it in the chat there.
I haven't clicked on the link yet, but yeah, that sounds...
I know they did say that Sunday kids get in free, but I'd imagine we probably want to go Saturday.
Oh. Don't you guys like to pretend like you game on Saturdays?
Well, that's a good point. Maybe we'll go Sunday. There's a Padawan Training Academy where they teach you how to fight with a lightsaber.
Nice. Oh my goodness. And, I was just going to say, I like free. I like my kid.
Yeah. The radio guy doesn't know English real well because they made a mention that they will teach you how to weld lightsabers. And I went, you mean wield? Wield lightsabers?
Maybe they teach me how to weld them. That's okay, too.
That doesn't seem likely. But anyway, yeah, start planning ahead for February. We'll go to Comic-Con.
Okay. I'll be there.
25th, and I posted my future second wife there in the picture, too, which they did some stock photos of some chick dressed up as Dazzler. So totally my future second wife.
So, that's so weird. I fell into a tiny YouTube hole yesterday at work, and I just watched that game show, Your Second Wife, from Saturday Night Live.
Oh, I don't remember that skit.
That was a good one.
It was Tina Fey and Amy Poehler. They're the hosts of the show, mm-hmm. and they brought out... Keenan and Taron Killam and someone else, and they brought out, like, a five-year-old girl. They're like, This is your second wife.
yep. I remember this. Okay. Thanks, everybody, for joining us. PuzzleWarriors3.com. Comment suggestions. Shoot them over towards Ray. It is Christmas time. Click on the Amazon thing. Buy some stuff, and we get some Christmas, too. And if you're to cafepress.com/PuzzleWarriors3, you can buy some swag. But that's it. Goodbye for now. And remember, kids, until next time, beware of all the vampires in Arendelle. Good night, everybody.
Goodbye, friends.
Good night.